What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. The phone lines are closed. We may open them a little bit later in the show, but I've got a lot of stuff to get through here. And as we were talking about before the station identification, McCabe, in a 60 Minutes interview, was puffing up Peter Strzok and Lisa Page, saying they're good people. They've served the country well. I'm not sure I agree with that, but he's basically trying to say, you know, that they're good people who just made a few bad choices. We don't really know because there's never really been a full investigation. Things are a little different when he talks about Rod Rosenstein. And apparently, basically, McCabe's subtext for the 60 Minutes interview was there was a deep state coup attempt against President Trump, but Rosenstein did it. It was all his fault. Now, in the absence of any smoking gun against President Trump from Mueller's investigation, that suggests Trump's deep state opponents are starting to turn on each other, and that would be a wonderful thing to see. And as a matter of fact, Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein is expected to step down by mid-March. And an official announcement of who's been selected to replace him could come as early this week. All right. Now, let's talk about Jussie Smollett. Apparently, the grand jury is meeting right now to decide what he's going to be charged with, if it's going to be simple fraud or something else, or if, as that caller said, should he be charged with a hate crime, even though directed against himself. And as I mentioned before, the irony of this is the first story that we heard when the story was revealed as a hoax is that Smollett wanted to attract some attention to himself. He wanted some publicity because he feared being written off the show Empire. And a week before the actual attack, he faked a racist letter sent to the show's studio. And apparently it didn't get the reaction he expected, so he arranged for this attack, and he had these two Nigerian brothers, bodybuilders, paid them $3,500 to go along with this. So it's nice to see somebody finally put the scam on the Nigerians. But the Osundaro brothers issued a joint statement saying, "We are not racist, we are not homophobic, we are not anti-Trump, we were born and raised in Chicago and are American citizens." It's interesting where everybody's talking about, you know, race, because everybody involved was black. It's amazing. What's really interesting, though, is the reaction of the media and all those politicians who just leapt on board this story right at the get-go because it fit their agenda and they just charged with it. Now, yesterday, CNN's Brian Stelter said there was a rush to judgment in the case of Jussie Smollett's alleged hate crime, but it did not come from the media outlets. Oh, no, 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 no. CNN is blameless. It was mostly the celebrity press and activists and Twitter. And I think it was really careful reporting by news organizations, but it all gets lumped in together at the end of the day. So that's the latest spin. It wasn't the corporate media that turned this into a major story. It was those Twitter people over there. And, of course, he's been criticized for those remarks. ABC is trying to defend Robin Roberts' softball interview of Smollett on Good Morning America. And it was a softball interview. It didn't ask any challenging questions whatsoever. ABC's excuse now is that the decision to softball the interview was based on the knowledge they had at the time that he was this victim of this horrible crime. Now, Kamala Harris is one of the politicians who basically went ballistic talking about lynchings. And now that the story has collapsed, on her first campaign visit to New Hampshire, she was asked about it, and apparently she was at a total loss for words, didn't know what to say, just flopping around, if you will. So why does the media keep falling for obvious hoaxes? Well, first of all, because a successful hoax is going to present what the victim expects to see. And that's what Smollett engineered. The second reason has to do with the nature of corporate media itself. And there's a little slogan that goes around the newsrooms: if it bleeds, it leads. If it thinks, it stinks. And I remember there was a rock song that was out some time ago called Give Me Dirty Laundry that kind of gets right to the heart of that as well. This is the stuff they know will leap out of a headline and stimulate newspaper sales. And that's why they gleefully seized on that situation. Speaking of gleefully seized, the new spin now coming in from the liberals is how conservatives are seizing on the embarrassment of the Smollett story to try and do harm to the corporate media and the legitimate liberal concern with racism. Okay, we're going to do a shout out to our honorary affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. So everyone's talking about the narrative. I mean, the liberals are still out there saying, boy, I'm pretty sure the attack really happened and it's being covered up. And this narrative was cut and dry to people who were looking at the case through lenses clouded by their anti-Trump bias. And that's exactly what it was. The hoax fit right in with what people wanted to see, and they fell for it. But we're getting to a degree of violence that is getting dangerous. We had that man who literally pulled a gun, a 40 caliber Glock, on a Sam's Club customer wearing a Make America Great hat. It's just a hat. So what we're seeing is the complete exposure of the corporate media's complete lack of critical thinking skills in covering the Jussie Smollett fairy tale. And the corporate media has fallen for hundreds of hate crimes hoaxes over the years. They just walk into them one right after the other, after the other, after the other. And it may be because journalism today is taught very differently than it was back when I was a kid. And I can say that safely because when I was in college, as one of my non-major electives, I took a journalism class. And we were taught about, you know, who, what, where, when, why, sometimes how, of always questioning what is in front of you, of getting confirmation, second sourcing, all the rest of that. When I was teaching computer animation out at the University of Hawaii at Manoa, the classroom next door was part of the journalism department. And I peeked in there, and they were all basically learning how to do their own hair and makeup. So, anyway, Facebook has been preventing people, conservatives, from posting articles on this Jussie Smollett hate hoax. And Rod Dreher, author of The Benedict Option, A Strategy for Christians in a Post-Christian Nation, and Daily Caller reporter Jen Kearns, saw their articles get censored on Facebook. Apparently on Facebook, you're not allowed to say that Jussie Smollett carried out a hate hoax. See, the problem for the liberals is this one's attracted a lot of attention because Jussie's a star. They can't make this go away. And this is going to have Americans thinking, how many other of these supposedly horrific, shocking things that we've been told were hoaxes as well to motivate us. Anyway, so it's time for a national emergency conversation about fake news media constantly spreading hate crime hoaxes like the phony Jussie Smollett lynching. I mean, you can see how Alice through the looking glass this all is. The corporate media is still out there trying to say, we're the true news, we're the true news. Those independent media people, they're the fake news and we have to shut them down. And yet the reality is the reverse. We're out here giving you the truth. We're giving you the facts. We're giving you the information that you need. While the corporate media is still feeding you out the propaganda here. Now, CBS's Lara Logan just did something very, very brave. She went on the Mic Drop podcast and basically came on out, and she admitted she's committing professional suicide, saying the media is mostly liberal. It was a scorched earth interview. She was very critical and said basically that 95% of the corporate media are registered Democrats, and that's just the way it is. How can you be fair, balanced, and objective when you have that much political bias there? And it is taking a toll. There were 15,000 layoffs from the corporate media last year. That's a spike of 281% from the previous year. But don't expect any apologies from the corporate media. In fact, they're in full damage control right now. Don't expect apologies from the left over this. I mean, don't hold your breath, from Cory Booker, Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi, and Kamala Harris, or Al Sharpton, who opined that if Donald Trump remained silent on the Smollett matter, it would be sinister. The formerly successful actress Ellen Page blamed the non-existent assault on Mike Pence. Now, Nancy Pelosi has finally gotten around to deleting the tweet that she put up there following the Smollett attack. Okay, now, there has been a lot of information or a lot of rumor going around about Ruth Bader Ginsburg. And earlier today, TMZ put up a video of Ruth Bader Ginsburg at the Washington, D.C. airport. And almost immediately, it was being claimed that it was actually a video from a year ago, which is not going to make things any clearer. And I know it sounds fantastical, but remember what happened when Spain's Francisco Franco died? They kept his death secret for a long time until it became a running joke on Saturday Night Live. Now, I can't imagine that they think they could keep this a secret all the way until 2020. But very clearly, there are very powerful interests who do not want to let Donald Trump appoint another conservative Supreme Court justice. I mean, look how hard they fought back against Kavanaugh with all these spurious accusations of sexual assault. Maybe they're not going to wait till 2020. Maybe they really are going to move to try and impeach and put Pence in, and Pence will just go along with a liberal Supreme Court justice. But there's a lot at stake. That Supreme Court really does control much of the future direction of this country. And so there was this, I'm trying to remember who put it up. Anyway, they put up two clips, one from a year ago from a video shot by TMZ, and the one that TMZ put up today. And Ruth Bader Ginsburg looks identical. Same clothes, same scarf, same bodyguards. And apparently TMZ basically took a videotape of her leaving one airport to come back to Washington, D.C. To work. And then they videotaped her arriving in D.C. And apparently they just sat on that tape. At least that's the claim. At least that's the claim. But even actor James Woods is now out there saying, where is Ruth Bader Ginsburg? You know, we don't know. We need a wellness check. And no, we don't need somebody else third party telling us that she is okay. All right. Going to take a phone call. Joe from Nome, Alaska. Aloha, Joe. Joe, what's on your mind?
Jussie Smollett, hate crime question.
Yeah.
Whether it was a hate crime or not. Well, here's an interesting thought. What if Jussie actually did this as a false flag for the Republicans, intending for it to be leaked to smear the Democrats? Now, would that be a hate crime?
Well, first of all, Jussie Smollett is all buddy-buddy with the Democrats. He had his picture taken with Barack Obama, and in fact, his sisters actually worked for Obama. So he's in bed very deep with the Democrats. So that theory is kind of dead on arrival. You know,
well,
I think Smollett really was convinced he was going to lose his job on Empire. And he thought some PR might get his job back. But now if he's going to go to jail, he's lost his job on Empire and probably his entire career.
Well, hey, you never know. Trump might pardon him. By the way, I had to laugh when you were all aboard the Trump train back when. But I got to admit, it's better than Hillary. But on the other hand, you shouldn't have been so assiduous about stumping for him, in my opinion.
I said before, and I said it earlier in the show, it wasn't so much about working for Trump. I was working against Hillary. And as disappointing as Trump has been, I still hold the opinion that had Hillary taken the White House, we would be in a world of hurt right now, much worse than we are.
Oh, I still think both sides are controlled, totally controlled. Hello?
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for the phone call. We're going to let you go. And getting on back to the Smollett case, the latest update is apparently the grand jury could be delayed for several days. Because apparently the two brothers who were involved in this, Abel and Ola Osundaro, have not yet received immunity from prosecution. Although they did not actually file a false police report or give false information. Law enforcement says Jussie is the only one who lied. So we don't know what the holdup is, but apparently there is a holdup down there. All right. Now, CNN came up with this report linking a bunch of web pages over at Facebook to Russia. And CNN claimed that all of the web pages linked to Mafic Media were secretly linked with the Russian government. Now, they didn't come up with anything to prove that. Mafic Media is based in Germany. It is a partly owned by a Russian subsidiary. The company says it has full editorial independence, but Facebook took the pages down anyway. So basically they manufactured a story out of thin air. These web pages are linked to the Russian government. Nothing to back it up at all. Okay. There are four names that are emerging for a new United States ambassador to the United Nations, and the nominees include Dina Powell, Kelly Kraft, and Richard Grenell, and John James. And let's see, Kelly Kraft and Richard Grenell, they're the current ambassadors to Canada and Germany. Dina Powell's a partner at Goldman Sachs, Boo Hiss. John James is a former GOP Senate candidate from Michigan. So this new list came on out after spokeswoman Heather Nauert withdrew her nomination for the post over the weekend. Apparently, she got caught hiring a nanny who wasn't legally allowed to work in the United States of America. So there it is. Ann Coulter and Pat Buchanan are analyzing this bill that Trump signed. And they're saying it's the last nail in the coffin of the Trump revolution, because the bill appears to expressly forbid the building of the wall, contains a de facto amnesty, and opens the door to massive future immigration abuse through family reunion, legal immigration, and other loopholes. Nothing has been done about the H-1B visa scam, which is devastating the employment prospects of American graduates who are up to their neck in student loans. We'll be right back.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And at this point, pretty much everybody is in agreement that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's Green New Deal is a joke. And they look at some of the stuff that's in there, like these handouts to people who are unwilling to work, which betrays the socialist agenda. And originally, the proponents of this idea saw it as a way of reshaping policy toward climate. And that was all it was supposed to be. Pardon me. And it's considered a joke, even by members of her own party. So who's behind all of this? Where did this all come from? The Green New Deal blueprint was crafted by three far-left organizations and is being pushed by a coalition of well-funded professional progressive groups and known leftist agitators. Pardon me. Some of the organizations helping to promote the Green New Deal have ties to financing from billionaire George Soros. You knew he was going to show up here. And they trace their roots to radical groups like Occupy Wall Street and Black Lives Matter. So, I think at one point, even Margaret Thatcher said that global warming was an opportunity to bring about global socialism. Okay, now then. There has been a study on the issue of whether voter ID laws depress voter turnout. Well, the only voter turnout it's supposed to depress are people who are not supposed to vote. But apparently this study came on out and said that, in fact, voter ID laws do not depress voter turnout. The claim that voter ID laws are suppressing the vote, it has been debunked. It's been absolutely, absolutely debunked. So we need voter ID laws back in this country, Donald. Okay, Bill Blaine was over riding in Zero Hedge talking about his recent trip to the United States, and he says it was an eye-opener. Poverty has never been so visible on the street. And what we're looking at is a phenomenon we talked about, I think, just a couple of days ago. People who live in these cities in the United States, Baltimore, Los Angeles, San Diego, San Francisco, the transition of their city from these beautiful, clean, urban places of a decade ago to today's squalor, for lack of a better word, has been slow. And people just sort of like didn't really see it happening. The real shock comes when you have left someplace like Los Angeles and you go away for a few years and then you come on back. And Claire and I went through that because we'd been away from Los Angeles for a few years before we came back for that gig I did for the History Channel. And, oh, my goodness, the homeless were everywhere. Trash, litter was everywhere. It was just this incredible shock. And same thing when we went to San Francisco to work on Day After Tomorrow. Now, I didn't have much of a memory of San Francisco, but Claire does. That's where she's from. And it was the same thing. Could not believe the deterioration. And so Bill Blaine is going through exactly the same thing. So he also mentioned about Amazon's pulling out of New York. Well, again, Amazon, it's less of a pullout than a cancel, because apparently Amazon has decided not to build a second headquarter after all, which suggests that they are concerned about the coming recession cutting into their earnings here. Over in China, car sales have plunged the most in 7 years amid a global auto industry meltdown. Remember what I said about globalism? One nation's problems becomes everybody's problems. This recession, this next recession, will go around the globe. It will affect everybody. Now, over in the European Union, their banks are now in the clear over Brexit because they have basically set the means up to be able to carry on using London for £60 trillion of crucial trading, even if there is no deal. So governments may come and governments may go, but the banks go on forever. There's an article that is rapidly going viral around the net. This version I have is from the National Post, and it's talking about the utterly unbelievable scale of U.S. debt. And to give you an idea of just how bad it is, this is the U.S. national debt, the government's debt. The U.S. debt is now higher than the combined market value of all the Fortune 500. Just with the money the United States spends on interest, the U.S. could run Canada or Mexico. All the gold ever mined would only pay off the debt accumulated just under President Obama. Pardon me. Debt from one Trump year could pay for another World War II. More about this when we come back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Thank you. Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we're talking about the true scale of the U.S. government's national debt. And 1 year of that deficit could pay for everything NASA has ever done going back to Explorer. Jeff Bezos' fortune would cover only 34 days of debt accumulation. In 1 year, the per household share of the deficit could buy a new car. And the U.S. just built history's most expensive warship, the Gerald R. Ford. It cost just 5 days worth of deficit. That's how out of control the situation really is. And by the way, that $22 trillion national debt works out to $67,000 for ever living American man, woman, and child here. Foreign investors are selling a record amount of U.S. debt, and we're coming up on a point where the Fed will have to monetize the debt, which is a very polite way of saying we're going to go into hyperinflation. It's a Ponzi scheme. Private central banks are a Ponzi scheme. They cannot be made to perpetuate forever because of that difference between the debt and the money supply. Now, a lot of Americans are a little upset because they're finding out that as they go to their tax preparers this year, not only are they not getting the refunds like they used to get in previous years, some are discovering they actually owe the IRS. And that's coming as a shock. This has put the Republican Party on the defensive because the public perception is that it was the ultra wealthy and large corporations that got the benefit from the GOP tax plan, which, yeah, it did. Now, the IRS is out there saying, well, what you're missing is that the withholding changed and you were actually getting a little bit more money in your paychecks. And that's where the benefit from the tax plan comes from. I'm sure a lot of people are getting out their calculators to check that one here. Food prices will rise in 2019, adversely impacting those living paycheck to paycheck. It's already happening. Claire and I went to the Safeway yesterday and we had a bad case of sticker shock. We didn't even buy all that much. Okay. It's even a bad year for the entertainment industry. Apparently, the winter 2019 revenue has hit an eight-year low, and they had the worst President's Day weekend in 15 years. Of course, a lot of what they're putting out just isn't all that entertaining anymore. All righty, there have been some leaked photos that are showing the extent to which the U.S. border facilities are being just overwhelmed. Overwhelmed by the inflow of migrants from Central America and other nations. And Breitbart published these and described them as reminiscent of the Obama-era border surge. And the images depict a Customs and Border Protection processing, detention, and transport facility at a U.S. port of entry in El Paso, Texas. The pictures are taken on February 17th. It is a mob that is coming on through here. Now, New York, California, and 14 other states have collectively sued Trump in the Ninth Circuit over the emergency declaration. And I'm sorry to see that it's in the Ninth Circuit because they are ultra-liberal and they've made some very bizarre decisions in the past year. And litigation has two points. One is that they want to prevent Trump from shifting billions of dollars from military construction to the border without explicit congressional approval, which we already know he is never going to get. The suit is also asking the court to declare Trump's actions illegal, arguing that Trump showed a flagrant disregard of fundamental separation of power principles ingrained in the Constitution. Well, that's kind of hypocritical given how Congress is now trying to run the White House here. And finally, of course, they're screaming that Trump is violating the National Environmental Policy Act by planning to build a wall that will impact the environment without completing the necessary environmental impact studies, which, of course, would take years. Meanwhile, of course, U.S. taxpayers have funded border walls in Pakistan, Afghanistan, Egypt, Lebanon, and, of course, Israel. So there's an interesting article that came on out of UNS.org called Self-Hating Whites. And it starts out saying white people are heading to extinction. If you say anything about it, you're labeled a white supremacist. Black lives matter, not white ones. And we see this, for example, in South Africa, where white farmers are being massacred under the slogan land or death by blacks who arrived in South Africa long after the forebears of the white farmers. The white people populated that part of Africa first. But the attitude of the black population is, it's ours, it's ours, it's ours. The whites stole our land. Africa is black and is reserved for blacks. And if the roles were reversed and it was whites massacring blacks, the whole media in the Western world would be shrill in its condemnation. But it's not happening. The whites in South Africa, disposable. Only Russia has offered South African white people refuge. The United States, Europe, and Canada are overflowing with non-white immigrants, but have no room for white ones. What does that tell you? We're going to take a phone call. John in Missouri, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I have a question. I was wondering where you see gold and silver going during this hyperinflation that we have hitting our way.
Gold and silver. Well, assuming that they break free of the artificial restraints which they're currently under, you could expect gold and silver to do very well. Actually, what it would be was the paper currency would be in decline against the gold and silver. But the end result is the same. Gold is trading now for just about $1,000 an ounce. In a period of hyperinflation, it could go up to $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, and so forth. What its purchasing power might be, though, you need to take into effect, because what $1,000 buys today would require that $4,000 during the hyperinflationary period. So you have to basically calculate that in there as well. But it's a very good thing to have some metals in your portfolio: silver, gold, tantalum, platinum, just whatever you can get in small amounts, so that there's nobody knows that you've got it. And once you get that, don't tell people that you've got it. You become a target.
Do you think we'll ever be buying things with strictly gold and silver?
Well, there's a big problem. There's only so much gold that's been mined in all of the history of mankind. And right now, if you look at the size of the human population, for us to be using gold coins as legal tender, they would be microscopic and easily lost. Now, they might go the route, I mean, some of the things that we're trying in the Middle East, where there was actually a card or a token that had a tiny fleck of gold embedded in it, that might be a way that they could go as well. Or we could go back to claim checks, gold certificates, where the gold is in the bank and the gold certificate is the claim check. The gold certificate is not the money. It is a claim for the money. That's what the original currency of this country was, the silver certificate and the gold certificate. And then because of the Federal Reserve, eventually we were brainwashed into thinking that ink and paper was the money. And it isn't, and it never was. Go back to that Constitution. Alrighty. The lawful money of this country is gold and silver.
Thank you very much, Michael.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. And getting into this time of the show, it's time to talk about, insert ominous music, human-caused global warming. There is another major storm coming on to the North American continent, and more than 200 million Americans will see snow, rain, ice, or a mix. It started today, and it will impact roughly 60% of the U.S. population. Parts of 39 of the 48 contiguous United States will be touched by this massive storm, including every single state east of the Mississippi River. And it's going to have an impact. It's going to reach parts of 26 of the 30 most populous states. So, Punxsutawney Phil Blewett. Snow has blanketed Las Vegas. Now, they had some flurries about a week ago. Came on down, touched the ground, stayed a few seconds, and then melted away. This was a lot more severe, and it was actually accumulated snow, 2 inches, and it caused the I-15 to have to be shut down. So that's got a lot of people rather surprised. Just like the folks down on Maui, when that state park got accumulated snow here. The latest storm up in Milwaukee has dropped 9 inches there. More snow forecast for Wednesday. This is a bad one. This may be the worst winter storm of the season so far here. So let's get on back here to all of these global warming cultists who are out there. Right now, a staggering 30,000 scientists have come forward confirming man-made climate change is a hoax perpetuated in order to make money and exert government control over anybody dumb enough to fall for it. One of the experts is Weather Channel founder John Coleman, who warns that huge fortunes are being made by man-made climate change proponents like Al Gore. And he did. Al Gore ended the 2000 campaign race almost broke. And today he's very rich again. He bought himself a nice little house out on the beach in Southern California, so much for ocean levels rising. And at one point he was boasting he was going to be the world's first carbon billionaire. It was a scam. It is a scam. What controls climate here on Earth is solar energy and the tilt of the Earth in its orbit and the shape of the Earth's orbit. And as they move around, we get the ice ages and we get the interglacials. So, pardon me. A scientific paper published by a team of Australian researchers has revealed a startling find. Scientists at the Permanent Service for Mean Sea Level have been adjusting historical data regarding tide levels in the Indian Ocean. This is highly questionable, and the result is they're depicting rapidly rising seas, but it's not really happening. They're faking the data. Scientists have found sea levels are stable and have been for the entirety since the beginning of the 20th century. To put it simply, these PSMSL scientists have been arbitrarily changing their data to create the illusion of a problem that doesn't actually exist so that politicians can sell you a solution in exchange for taxes and obedience. Okay, down in Antarctica, there was an expedition that was sent out, this being Antarctica's summer, where the ice and everything should be at its lowest. And they wanted to find Shackleton's Antarctic shipwreck, the Endurance, which was lost in the Weddell Sea. And apparently they had to turn back because the ice was too bad. In fact, the ice was so bad, they lost one of their two autonomous underwater vehicles that had been searching the for the wreck on the seafloor. So they've announced they've abandoned the search. They're now returning north to avoid getting trapped here. Okay. See something, say something, the chocolate version. Apparently, there was this 11-year-old boy who likes to sell hot chocolate. And that's a good thing to do in winter. People can get warmed up. And so he does it from time to time. And he was out there selling his hot chocolate. And the cops show up. And apparently a neighbor who has taken See Something, Say Something way too far, called the cops and said, I'm worried about this child being out in the cold. Apparently unable to put on a coat and go out and check for herself. So she sicked the cops on him. Now, in this case, the story has a happy ending. The cops bought some hot chocolate from him. So that worked out well. Now, if you know anything about women's makeup, you know that they have a thing about these facial masks, which are these creams that are spread all over the face, and then they harden, and they're peeled off. And apparently, there was a big stink because somebody came on out and declared that the charcoal face mask is racist because it looks like blackface. And, I mean, that is just utterly ridiculous. It's black because it's charcoal. And it's not like any woman would wear this mask out in public anyway. But the liberals were all over Twitter saying it looks too much like blackface. It looks too much like blackface. We've got to do something about that. All righty. Monsanto's Roundup, specifically the glyphosate, raises the risk of certain cancers in heavily exposed individuals by an eye-popping 41%. This is a study done by former EPA advisors. And this is going to have a serious impact on this wave of legal actions against the company. And I'm sure that Bayer is already out there saying, it's not too late to cancel the deal. We'll let you go back to being Monsanto. But apparently exposure to glyphosate increases a person's risk of developing non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. And I seem to have noticed there seems to be a lot more of that than there used to be. And it's nasty. We live in a country where corporations are allowed to sell these very dangerous chemicals, and it's okay with the government as long as taxes are being paid. Okay, here's a good one. This mom is suing a New York school district for kicking her kid out for not being vaccinated. Vaccination is against her religion, and so she's going to sue because she's not going to abandon her beliefs because some school district tells her to. We'll be right back after these few words.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Twisted steel was swept away. Did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Last segment of our program today here. We're talking about vaccines. And one of the arguments put forward to justify all these mandatory vaccination laws being passed in all the states is that the unvaccinated children, you know, they're posing a risk. They're a danger. They're a danger to public health. And there's this Harvard immunologist, Dr. Tatiana Obukhanich, who came on out and said, that's absolute nonsense. Unvaccinated children pose zero risk to anyone, especially children who've supposedly been vaccinated. And so this argument is going on. And did you notice over on YouTube when they're setting out their standards for banning videos now, along with, you know, conservative points of view, they have the phrase medically inaccurate. And so the push is on to protect the profits of corporate pharmaceutical by simply leaving their propaganda, their sales pitch, unchallenged. Now, the reality is, I mean, there's this article here. This is from Health Impact News. Zero U.S. measles deaths in 10 years, but over 100 measles vaccine deaths reported. That's a little less than accurate. I think after the time this article was written, there was one woman in Washington State who came down with the measles immediately after getting the measles vaccine, and she died of it. But that's it. You are far more likely to die from the vaccine than from the illness itself. So what do you want to do? Well, don't think about it. The government's going to decide for you. You're going to spend your money to get vaccines pumped into you. And here's where it gets a little Twilight Zone. Having exhausted the human population as a vaccine market, because with everybody being ordered to get vaccines, they can't increase sales on that. Now the push is pet vaccines. Yes, you got to get a vaccine for your pets here. And as pet vaccination rates rise, pets are starting to develop autism symptoms. You just think about that one. What do you do with an autistic rabbit? Anyway, another story. This is from Natural News. Apparently, vaccinated children face a 3,000% increased risks of dangerous allergies. And they're talking about things like eczema, allergic rhinitis. And, you know, I see all these commercials for psoriasis, and I'm wondering, you know, is that a vaccine injury that hasn't been documented yet? Is the medical industrial complex guaranteeing its profits by first making us sick and then making us sort of kind of maybe well, as long as you keep the ongoing treatments? Now, $4 billion has already been paid out with the vaccine injury court, and the government says that only 1% of all vaccine injuries are reported to the court. So you think about that, how much damage is out there. All right, there's the music. Time for me to get out of here and get something useful done with the rest of the day. Please stay tuned for John Stadmiller. I'm sure he's got lots of interesting things to share with you. Take what you learn here, share it with everybody that you know. Talk to them, send a paper mail, or email. Don't use social media. They are clamping down so hard on that. Please donate to Republic Broadcasting. Please donate to whatreallyhappened.com. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.